Coupled with the devastating economic, societal, and sociological impacts of COVID-19, the state of Louisiana finds itself struggling to recover from the damages of Hurricane Laura. The Category 4 hurricane that touched down in Louisiana on August 20th is tied as the second strongest hurricane in the state's history. The aftermath of Hurricane Laura left 600,000 homes without power or water, leading many to rely upon the aid of the distribution centers, according to PBS. These centers supply basic goods like food, ice, and water, but the presence of COVID has dramatically slowed down the efficiency of the aid centers. Hundreds of cars snake down a highway and fill a parking lot in hopes of receiving help. Workers in face shields carefully supply the essentials while asking people to stay in their cars. Dealing with the problems of COVID-19 has been hard enough for the people of Louisiana. Now, the destruction in wake of the storm has caused those who suffered the hardest with COVID to suffer once again. The financial crisis that came along with the virus left millions of people across the country jobless. Many of them who need it most have yet to receive any financial aid from local, state, and federal entities, leading many evacuees to spend their savings and relocate to hotels in hopes of waiting out the storm. PBS reports that the highways of Louisiana are flooded with emergency vehicles, debris from surrounding houses, and fallen trees blocking parts of the road. Towns have been completely devastated, houses have been blown over, and ground has been ripped from the earth. The storm leaves them only a skeleton of what they once were. Many of the roads have been damaged so badly that emergency vehicles cannot drive through. The Red Cross reported that they have received a record number of calls for aid. Usually, gyms and stadiums across the country are turned into shelters, but because of COVID, far few shelters have been established. Small towns are advising their residents to travel to New Orleans to receive help, but for many, that trip can be hundreds of miles long. Work that was already so difficult has now become more challenging because of the coronavirus, and increasingly dangerous for the people affected. First responders have quickly established their base of operation. Without the pandemic, their work was hard enough, but now they must take even more precautions when trying to help. Rescue teams are taking daily temperature checks and wear protective clothing to shield themselves from the virus. Precautions extend even further when it comes to crew members from out of state. Many out-of-state workers took rapid COVID tests before being cleared to help. So far, everyone has tested negative, and since these crew members always stay together and wear their protective gear, it is unlikely that it will pass between them. However, once they enter the destroyed homes and bring people onto their rescue boats and trucks, there is no way to be sure that they aren't exposing themselves to the deadly virus. The Louisiana state government has warned the public that testing has been disrupted as a cause of the storm. This means that there will be very little data on how the evacuation could possibly help the virus spread. While the physical destruction of towns and cities from the hurricane has ceased, the real damage will continue for weeks. With KCSB News, I'm Liam Burns.